KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 9:02, we have partly to mostly sunny skies now and 58 degrees. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by United Group Insurance, with offices in Griswold and Atlantic. The Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce says the annual Coca-Cola Days Parade, a popular finale for Coca-Cola Days festivities, is on track and accepting entries for a 4 p.m. start on Saturday. Formerly for ages 12 and under only, the parade is now open to all wanting to participate. Entries from area clubs, businesses, and individuals are accepted, although only the children's Coca-Cola-themed costume contest for 12 and under will be judged and awarded Atlantic cash prizes. Incorporating the theme of mixing up happiness for 20 years is the only requirement. Parade entry forms will be available at 6th and Chestnut in the City Park on the day of the parade for late entries, and the parade is sponsored in part by the Iowa chapter of Coca-Cola Collectors Club. Other Coca-Cola Days activities include the Show, Swap, and Sell and Collectors Showcase from 9 a.m. until 2 on Saturday at the Herring Building, and that's located at 2nd and Poplar here in Atlantic. Merchandising, including a Coca-Cola Days ornament, will be for purchase with the 2012 shirts. For more information regarding the weekend activities, visit CocaColaDays.org or call the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce at 712-243-3017. News time is 9:03.
It happens. You listen to the voice telling you about all the money you'll save when you call 1-800-CHEAP-INSURANCE or apply online. So you do it. You think you made a wise choice, and you know your premiums will be the lowest you could find. But did that 800 number voice tell you he'd be there if you had a claim? Or did you read the fine print online? This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance, your allied insurance agents in Atlantic. I hear it all the time from people who tell me they were told how cheap their premiums would be and that they bought the cheap coverage. But when it happened, they were left making phone calls, leaving messages, and playing phone tag. Then when the check came, it didn't come close. The problem is, cheap premiums don't necessarily mean premier service. When you give me the opportunity to serve you, you can trust that I'll do the research and show you a policy from Allied that will give you coverage to help you recover from the financial obstacles that can occur when it happens. Call me today, your Allied insurance agent in Atlantic. United Group Insurance, people you know, people you trust.
Volunteers are needed to pull on boots and gloves this weekend to help clean up the banks of the Missouri River after last year's historic flooding. Jeff Barrow is director of Missouri River Relief and says they're focusing their efforts Saturday on the Nebraska side of the river, just north of Omaha.
The woods and the islands flooded last year, obviously, and we're going to get the debris that washed up during the floods. It's going to be out of MP Dodge Park on Saturday, and we're expecting 200 to 300 volunteers to go out in the river and pick up 10 to 15 tons of trash.
He recommends bringing some bug spray and sunscreen. The trash pickup runs until noon, and lunch will be provided. After lunch, more volunteers are needed to sort and haul that trash away.
We'll go out with our river relief boats and crews, and any hardcore volunteers that want to go out with us. We'll pick up the trash. The Army Corps of Engineers is providing a barge, and we'll have waste management has a roll-off bin, and Remelt has one for scrap. So we'll be taking all that trash and scrap metal to the barge and offloading it there.
Volunteers should be on the lookout for unusual items, and there's a contest for the best trash treasure is found. Barrow says they've literally found a message in a bottle before.
We're doing a cleanup way down near the Mississippi River on the Missouri River, and someone in Council Bluffs had put a message in a bottle, and it had been in the river 10 years, and we found it. And it was really amazing. We tried to call the person back, but the phone number was no longer active.
Again, volunteers should be at the MP Dodge Park north of Omaha beginning at 9 a.m. Saturday. And Barrow says in 10 years, more than 16,500 volunteers have collected and hauled away more than 1 million pounds of trash from 784 miles of river. Cleanup of an oil spill along 10 to 15 miles of the North Raccoon River south of Jefferson continues as environmental officials warn people to avoid canoeing, fishing, or even hiking in the area. Pools of thick, black, smelly oil are apparent in the area after a valve on a storage tank containing used oil malfunctioned September 13th at the Kreiger's Greenhouse in Jefferson. The Iowa DNR is working with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and other agencies on the cleanup. Some waterfowl have been seen tainted with oil. Bamboo poles with plastic sheeting have been placed over pools of water with oil to scare waterfowl away. The DNR says it's not yet clear how much oil from the 20,000-gallon tank leaked. Well, a very tiny bug is raising some big alarms for Iowa producers. Its name is the spotted wing Drosophila and it closely resembles a common fruit fly. It's only an eighth of an inch long, but an infestation is now confirmed for the first time in Iowa in Story County, with several other colonies suspected. Laura Jesse, an entomologist with Iowa State University, said the invasive insect could be a serious threat to certain Iowa crops.
The spotted wing Drosophila is going to be a big problem primarily for small fruit growers. Growers of small fruit such as raspberry, strawberry, blueberry. It can reportedly attack apple and things, but not really fruit with harder skin.
Blackberries, cherries, and grapes could also be at risk. The red-eyed pest is difficult to tell from a regular fruit fly, even for an expert on wee-winged creatures like Jesse, who co-directs the ISU Plant and Insect Diagnostic Clinic. She needs a microscope to accurately diagnose or distinguish the Drosophila from the more common variety.
Most fruit flies that we're used to attack rotting fruit, and so you always know when you got a bunch of them in your kitchen, you know that there's that banana that you forgot somewhere and it's rotten. And so our normal native fruit fly can't attack fruit that's not damaged, whereas we're concerned about this fruit fly because it can attack healthy fruit.
The female fly can slice into the skin of fresh fruit to lay eggs, and producers in other states report a serious yield impact with maggots in the produce. Jesse said the pest has already gotten a foothold in Iowa.
Here in Story County, as we were kind of aware of it and looking for it, so we had some traps out. We've already gotten reports, at least from Mitchell County, Linn County, Dubuque County. It's probably pretty widespread in Iowa. We're kind of confirming each new infestation, but it's not going to surprise us that it'll be in a lot of counties, especially over the next few years.
Parts of Iowa have already seen frost, but she said the fruit flies shouldn't have a problem overwintering in the Hawkeye State.
When it first came into the U.S., it was picked up in California and Washington and Oregon, and there were some kind of hopes that maybe it wouldn't survive, you know, Midwest, but it has actually been in Michigan for several years and done just fine there, and so we suspect it will be able to survive our winters.
And the pest is native to Asia and was first found in the U.S. in 2008 and quickly spread. It's confirmed in at least 20 states, including neighboring Wisconsin, Illinois, and Minnesota. Jesse has some advice for Iowa producers with concerns about the pest, and that is to pick all fruit when harvesting and remove and destroy any fallen, damaged, or overripe fruit. Also, there are insecticides available, but options are limited. Finally, in state and local news, MidAmerican Energy Company is holding meetings with landowners and residents in two locations in Iowa as part of a nuclear energy assessment study. About 40 residents in Fremont County in southwest Iowa and a similar number in Muscatine County in eastern Iowa received invitations. MidAmerican will discuss the purpose of soil samples the company is gathering for the study to assess the viability of nuclear generation in Iowa. Spokeswoman Tina Potoff said the company is taking five soil borings of nearly 100 feet deep in both locations. She said no decisions have been made to build a nuclear plant, though. The legislature in 2010 passed a bill allowing MidAmerican to recover up to $15 million in study costs from Iowa electric consumers. The report will be filed with lawmakers next year. And taking a look at world headlines at this hour, protesters against the anti-Islam film produced in the U.S. have turned deadly again today. In Pakistan, tens of thousands turned out to show their anger over the film. Rioters threw rocks and set fire to buildings in some cities, and police fired tear gas and live ammunition to try and subdue them. Three people were killed and dozens were injured. Pakistan's government declared today a holiday so that people could rally against the video. 4 years ago, Barack Obama was the candidate of change, but now Mitt Romney is looking to assume that role. He's been quick to pounce on comments Obama made in an interview yesterday, in which he said he'd come to the conclusion that you can't change Washington from the inside, you can only hope to change it from the outside. Romney told supporters that he's hoping to give Obama that opportunity. There have been long lines today outside of Apple stores in Asia, Europe, and North America as people try to be among the first to get their hands on the new iPhone. In London, some shoppers camped out for a week in a line that snaked around the block. The first customers in Hong Kong were greeted by cheering and chanting store employees who gave them high fives. Police in Japan and London are investigating the thefts of hundreds of new iPhones. And General Motors is recalling nearly 474,000 Chevrolet, Pontiac, and Saturn cars to fix a transmission problem. The problem can cause the cars to roll away unexpectedly. The company said part of the transmission cables can break, and when that happens, the shifter can show that the car is in park when it's really in gear. GM says it knows of 4 crashes but no injuries. News time is 9:12.
After 21 trips from the truck to his dorm room, you finally have him moved in. You helped him set up everything from his computer to his microwave and mini fridge to the TV and Blu-ray, not to mention all the speaker wire. Now, have you thought about the idea that it happens, like a storm going through, knocking out all the power and frying all those electronics, or those nice young men down the hall through a huge party? Does he even lock his dorm room? It happens. This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance, your allied insurance agent in Atlantic. Many insurance policies will cover your kid's stuff on your homeowner's policy when they're at school, but some don't cover his belongings if he lives in an apartment rather than the dorm. Some don't cover anything once he lives away from home. What does your policy say? Maybe it's time to review it. If you find that he may not be covered, I'll show you a renter's policy from Allied that will allow you to rest easy. Call today and let me help, because, like Allied Insurance, I'm on your side. United Group Insurance, people you know, people you trust.
In our funeral announcements this morning, Robert Bob Ellis, age 90, of Stewart, died Sunday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Memorial services for Bob Ellis will take place today at 10 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Dolores Kaufman, age 84, of York, Nebraska, and formerly of Marney, died Sunday. Funeral services for Dolores Kaufman will be today at 10 o'clock at the Red Line Church of Christ in Red Line. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Tony Weiss, age 49, of Denver, Colorado, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Tony Weiss will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Leona Anderson, age 91, of Coon Rapids, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Leona Anderson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Robert Wilkie, age 77, of Erling, died Tuesday. A massive Christian burial service for Robert Wilkie will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Mary's of the Assumption Catholic Church in Panama. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Gail Meyer, age 88, of Atlantic and formerly of Cumberland, died Tuesday at his home. Graveside services for Gail Meyer will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. John's Cemetery in Lyman. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Karen Katie Bolin, age 55, of Casey, died Wednesday at her home. Memorial services for Katie Bolin will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at the Friends Church in Stewart. Hockenberry Family Care in Adair has arrangements. James Swisher, age 51, of Harlan, died Tuesday at his home. Memorial services for James Swisher will be Tuesday at 10:30 at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Mildred O'Neill, age 102, a former Atlantic resident, died in August in Hemet, California. A memorial mass for Mildred O'Neill will be held on Friday, September 28th at 10:30 a.m. at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Leola and Kirk Timmerman of Carroll have died. Graveside services for Leola and Kirk Timmerman will be held September 29th at 11 a.m. in the Manning Cemetery. Odie Twitt Funeral Home in Carroll has arrangements. And Viola Schwartz, age 98, of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Private family services for Viola Schwartz will be held at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic is assisting the family with arrangements. That is a check of our news this morning on KJAN, brought to you by United Group Insurance. People you know, people you trust. The Sky Scan forecast is next.